Hey guys, finding the perfect gift for the food lover in your life is easy. Thanks to Goldbelly. Goldbelly ships America's most iconic foods straight from world-famous restaurants right to your door. So if you want to treat someone to Joe's Stone Crab from Miami, Franklin Barbecue from Texas, or desserts from famous foodies like Ina Garten or Martha Stewart, Goldbelly has you covered with free shipping anywhere in the country. Just go to goldbelly.com and for a limited time, get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's promo code GIFT.
Before we get started with this episode, I want to share something that I think could be a game changer for your classroom. Now, as a former special education teacher, one of the things I struggled with the most was creating activities, resources, and curriculum for my classroom. I did not realize that that was part of my job. I have spent the last 10 years developing the Autism Helper curriculum based on what was missing from my former classroom. And now we finally have a way for school districts to purchase this curriculum directly for their teachers. The Autism Helper Curriculum Access is an annual subscription that provides access to all levels and subjects of our curriculum. This curriculum is rooted in evidence-based practices, it's aligned to the standards, and we just completed our pilot case study showing the overall effectiveness. To learn more about how your district can get curriculum access, head over to theautismhelper.com and click Curriculum Access.
Hi, I'm Sasha Long, special ed teacher and board-certified behavior analyst. Welcome to the Autism Helper podcast. I'm here to explore different strategies to improve the lives of individuals with autism.
Welcome back to the Autism Helper Podcast. Today we're going to talk about the difference between the ABLES and the VBMAP. Alphabet soup, more acronyms. First, I'm going to break down what both of these are. If you're unfamiliar with these two assessments, we're going to talk about them in detail. And then we're going to break down the differences. If you've utilized both or one or the other, maybe you're considering switching. We're going to talk about some situations where you may want to use one or the other and kind of break down some different core differences and scenarios. So first, let's talk about what the ABLES and VBMAP assessments are. So both are very popular and commonly used assessments that are the basis for creating successful treatment plans, goals, and curricular planning for children with autism and special needs. They're used in both classroom planning, clinical planning, and in-home programs. They can help give teachers, clinicians, and parents a picture of where the student's at and a good plan for creating those future goals on what they need to learn. Anecdotally, I started using the ABLES when I was a young teacher, and I had a huge light bulb moment because not only did it give me a great picture of where each student was, but I personally loved the goal planning help because I struggled with students that I had for a few years on, okay, I don't know what next type of goal for you to work on, and it gave me so many ideas of future goals to work on by using the ABLES. So let's first talk about the ABLES, what the ABLES is. The ABLES stands for the Assessment of Basic Language and Learning Skills. It was written by Dr. James Partington and Dr. Mark Sundberg in 1998. It was revised in 2006. This assessment is designed around the behavioral science work of Dr. B.F. Skinner. It's a criterion reference tool with 25 areas of skills. It's used to measure things like motor skills, self-help skills, social interaction, academic skills, and language and communication skills. It's focused on young kids, focused on ages 2 to 6, but it's commonly used with kids up to age 12. So when people ask me what age is the ABLES good for, I always say it's used for kids who have skills that are focused on up to early childhood age skills, but I have definitely used it with kids up to 12 as well, because if we have students that have those early language foundational skills, we still want to look at the creating goals into those other years as well. Very comprehensive as far as all those skills. I think there are 554 total skills throughout those 25 areas. Now let's look at the VB map. The VB map is the Verbal Behavior Milestones Assessment and Placement Program. This was developed more recently by Dr. Mark Sundberg in 2008. This assessment is developmentally based and field tested with children with autism. Like the ABLES, it also follows concepts from Dr. B.F. Skinner with behavior analysis research. The VB map provides kids a way to learn and process identifying language acquisition. This is the VB map is very focused on language and communication skills. The VB map has five core elements, the first being the milestones assessment. This has 170 language and learning milestones broken into three developmental areas. The first is 0 to 18 months, the second is 18 to 30 months, and the third is 30 to 48 months. Skills include things like man tact, interverbal skills, motor imitation, and to play. So these are all communication and language skills. Next, we have the barriers assessment. This looks like at 24 common barriers that learners face with behavioral problems. So this looks at some behavior challenges within school and home settings. Then is the transitions assessment. This looks at 18 areas that can identify whether kids are making progress in different settings. Next is the task analysis and supporting skills. This corresponds with the milestones assessment, and it breaks down all of those skills into each milestone to provide how to teach those skills. Then the VB map, placement and IEP goals. So how to create IEP goals for those corresponding skills. So let's talk some general pros and cons of each. Let's start with the ABLES. The ABLES for pros is really broad. What I love about the ABLES is that it's not just language and communication. We look at group behavior. We look at math. We look at writing. I love a lot of those school-based sections. The very detailed breakdown of skills can help you pinpoint really specific deficits. This is useful when kids have more varied developmental skills. Maybe they have really strong social skills, but really struggle with some of the fine motor skills, things like that. Because it's very big and broad, you might discover some things that aren't as obvious, some strengths or weaknesses. So because it's so extensive and covers a big area, you might discover some challenges that you didn't know.
So something you may not know about me is I actually love cooking. But I've been so busy lately that I've had to come up with some little hacks to make cooking a little easier. And one of my favorite hacks recently is using frozen Washington red raspberries. They're picked at peak freshness and frozen right away. So when you defrost them, they're still so good. Last week, the girls and I made muffins and they were delicious. And I think next week I'm going to make salad dressing with them because I have them in my freezer and I can defrost them anytime. I love that they're always ready to go. I don't waste them because when I buy fresh ones, sometimes I don't use them all and I hate wasting food. I usually get my frozen raspberries at Kroger or Meijer's, and this has just made cooking and baking for me a lot easier. Look for Product of the US on the bag. So if you want more details on where to find American frozen red raspberries plus other recipe ideas and cooking tips, head over to redraz.org. That's redraz.org, and you'll find other retailers and inspiration for every meal, plus some info on how these berries go from farm to freezer, plus the quality that you can taste.
Some cons: because it's really big, it can be very time consuming to administer and score. It's overwhelming. You're going to open it up and you're going to be like, oh my God, 25 skill areas. It's a lot. Might take a lot of sessions to complete. Because it's not strictly developmentally sequenced, which we'll talk about in a minute when we talk about kind of the other differences between the two tests, it ordering or prioritizing what to teach next can be a little bit more complex. And there's not a behavioral component. So we talked about that barriers section to the VB map a minute ago. There's not a behavior component to the ABLES as there is in the VB map. Pros and cons to the VB map. It can be more efficient to administrator because there's fewer items, because you may stay in one section of that milestones assessment, might go a little quicker. Big focus on language acquisition and verbal behavior. You're going to get to really, really focus in on what those core challenges are with language and communication. Because there's that barriers and transitions assessment, we can target other issues as well. It's developmentally sequenced, so we're going to know how to track progress. It's going to be very intuitive because there's that developmental component. It can be easier to use when starting with children with limited language, especially those younger students in early intervention and early childhood. Some cons to the VBMAP: there is not coverage of motor skills as much, daily living, finer gross motor, self-help, academic skills. I think there's less school-based behavior. I personally think this is because it's just focused on more language and communication in early childhood. We're not as into school-based skills. If they have some of those more advanced skills outside of those ages, it just might not be as appropriate. So it's more focused on younger students. It might be too narrow of a skill set. I also think a con of the VBMAP is it does utilize more technical language. When I mentioned some of the skills before, like manned, tact, introverbal, those are all ABA-based terminology, and that's utilized very readily in the VBMAP. Language like that is not utilized in the ABLES. I think the ABLES is a little bit more user-friendly when it comes to the language. The VBMAP utilizes some technical language. It does have a great kind of explanation and I would say like chapter that explains what all of this means. So it's not like it just throws you in, but it does have more technical language included. And that can be a con if you are a teacher or a non-ABA based clinician that is using this that isn't as fluent with the language. Okay, let's get into some of the more detailed differences between the VBMAP and the ABLES. So as we've said, the VBMAP focuses more on that verbal behavior, language acquisition, where the scope of the ABLES is a lot broader. One of the biggest differences between the VBMAP and the ABLES is that within the VBMAP, the milestones are developmentally sequenced. As I said, those three sections will be sequenced according to 0 to 48 months, and they're hierarchical. So a child is assessed in a sequence of increasing difficulty developmentally. In the ABLES, the skills are ordered, simpler to more complex, but ABLES overall is not strictly developmentally sequenced. Some skills may not follow an exact age progression. Now, this might not matter to you as far as how you're setting up your goals, but just to be aware. Again, the number of skills between the VBMAP and the ABLES differs greatly. The VBMAP has 170 milestones overall, plus you have the supplemental tasks and the barriers. The ABLES has 544 across 25 domains. So there is that bigger, broader breadth of skills in the ABLES. The VBMAP has the barriers assessment built in that looks at obstacles for learning, things like prompt dependency, generalization issues, reinforcer issues. These are major challenges that a lot of our kids have that play a big role in language acquisition, in academics, in group behavior. The ABLES does not have a formal separate barriers or behavior assessment in any way. You can infer these things, but it's not part of the ABLES assessment at all. The VBMAP also has that transitions assessment that shows you when a learner is ready to move to a less restrictive environment. The ABLES also does not have that specifically included. As far as ease of time to administrator the assessment, some people may say the VBMAP is more streamlined, fewer to administrator because you can stop when probing. Others may say the ABLES is more time intensive. Personally, I think it just depends on the student and if you've picked the right assessment. The ABLES, if you can get to a point where you are fluent with it, I can do the ABLES pretty quickly depending on the student. But again, because there are a lot more skills, it can take longer sometimes to do the ABLES and you might need to spread it out across multiple sessions. The target age of the child is very different from the VBMAP to the ABLES. The VBMAP is going to be a lot more appropriate for younger learners, students ages 0 to 4, especially with language delays focused in language, where the ABLES will be a lot more appropriate for that broader age span, birth to 12, and for students that have a wider span of needs, so needs across daily living skills, motor skills, academic needs. Both can be used as a curriculum guide and an IEP planning guide. Both are pretty flexible and will help you figure out what to do next. Both are empirically validated and have research to support and are rooted in ABA practices. There's not one that wins or is better than the other. You really want to look at the needs of your classroom and the needs of your child when selecting which one to utilize. So let's talk about how to make that decision. So I would say if you have a beginning learner or you teach early childhood or preschool, focus on that VB map. VB map is where you're going to get all of that language, early communication skills, and it's going to be super, super helpful. That's going to be a great first assessment for you, and you want to build those language and communication skills there. If you have an older learner or you want to get those broader skills, so if you are not teaching early intervention, preschool, kindergarten, the ABLEs might be more useful. So you might want to, if you are especially in a self-contained classroom, the ABLEs will get you some of those social skills, math skills, writing skills, a lot of more of those just school behaviors, those pre-academic skills. I like that component of the ABLEs a lot because that's what I'm looking to increase in a school setting. Again, another thing that you might want to look at is, are you in a therapy setting or a school setting? In a therapy setting, if we've got that kid that's kind of on the cusp in between VBMAP or ABLEs, in a therapy setting, I might go more VBMAP versus in a school setting, I might go more ABLEs because the ABLEs includes more of those school-based behaviors that I want to include versus the VBMAP. I can really focus in on those core language skills and really focus in there on the VBMAP in that assessment. Again, you can also sometimes utilize a little bit of both. You know, we don't live in a world where we always have to make one decision, and we can utilize maybe sometimes pieces of both assessments to figure out what works best for us. Now, let's talk about a challenge with both assessments. Now, both assessments are booklets. You can buy both of them on Amazon. They're both around $60. They will come usually in Prime in 2 days. They're booklets. They don't have the stuff. The stuff is what gets challenging. I used to create crazy systems in my classroom where I had post-its labeled all over the class with like letters and numbers because I use the ABLEs all the time. So it was like B27, A16, C22 labeled on things. And I would collect them from all over the classroom when it was time for me to do the ABLEs. Now, I got smarter then and I created an ABLEs assessment kit. In our store, we have a whole series of ABLEs and VBMAP aligned products to make your life easier. And once I made the ABLEs assessment kit for myself, it dramatically changed the time that it took me to give the ABLEs because it was so nice having everything in one spot, labeled, aligned, tabbed. Oh my gosh, complete game changer. And then I became so addicted to that I was like, now I want tools to teach the ABLEs after I have this assessment kit. And then after we did that, then we of course had to make the VBMAP one. We went way overboard on that, but in the best way possible. So we have an assessment kit for each, the ABLEs and the VBMAP. They are completely aligned. They are tabbed. They have everything set up. So you can sit down with the assessment kit and the booklet and give either assessment very quickly. And then there are aligned flashcards all there ready to go so you can teach those skills. So helpful, makes this whole process so much easier. So head over to our store to check out our ABLEs and VBMAP aligned resources. We actually have a little sale going on those this week. So definitely check those out. As I said, I think whether you're a teacher or clinician, it makes it so much easier. And I have utilized both the VBMAP and ABLEs multiple times. God, way more than multiple, countless times in both clinical and school settings. And it makes the process of writing IEPs, creating curriculum, creating activities so much easier. I love both tools, and I think there are definitely pros and cons to either. You just have to make the right decision for the setting and the student.
Thanks for listening to the Autism Helper podcast. If you liked what you heard and want to hear more, hit subscribe. It would mean a lot to me if you left some feedback. Whether I'm working one-on-one with a student, doing a podcast like this one, or presenting for a PD, my goal is always to provide as much value as I can. So your feedback really helps me make sure I'm doing just that. If you have other topics you'd like me to cover, leave in the feedback or message me on social media. You can follow me at The Autism Helper on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Pinterest, or visit my website, theautismhelper.com. Thanks again for listening.
Having the right resources for your classroom is essential to making sure your classroom is running smoothly. At the Autism Helper Shop, we have all of the resources you need to make sure you have the behavior, communication, and curriculum supports for your students. Within our shop, we have adapted books, task cards,
resources aligned to the VB map and the ABLES, behavior plan flowcharts, data sheets, curriculum, everything you need, whether you are an early childhood teacher or a high school teacher, we have all of the resources that will meet those students' needs. So head over to shop.theautismhelper.com to check out all of our resources.